37, the holy moment. Holiness is possible. The lie that has convinced so many Christians that holiness isn't possible is easy to disprove. It saddens me that we don't teach people how to overcome this debilitating lie. And the devastating truth is that it can be disproved in about 90 seconds. Let's take a look at it. Suppose we are having coffee together and I say to you, "Can you go out tomorrow and create just one holy moment? Not a holy day, or a holy hour, or even a holy 15 minutes. Just one holy moment." You will probably ask, "What is a holy moment?" A holy moment is a moment when you are being the person God created you to be, and you are doing what you feel God is calling you to do in that moment. "I think I've got it," you say, "but tell me one more time, what is a holy moment?" A holy moment is a moment where you are being the person God created you to be, and you're doing what you feel God is calling you to do in that moment. "Okay, I've got it," you confirm. And I ask again, "Can you go out tomorrow and create one holy moment?" Sure you can. It's not overwhelming. It's not confusing. It doesn't require a massive intellect or a rare grasp of theology. It is accessible, achievable, and immensely practical. And here's the truly beautiful thing. It can be replicated. If you can do it once, you can do it twice. We don't need to have coffee again next week before you can create your second holy moment. You only need to learn the lesson of the holy moment once. From then on, you can apply it as many times as you decide to. If you can create just one holy moment next Monday, you can create two on Tuesday, and four on Wednesday, eight on Thursday, and so on. There is no limit to the number of holy moments you can create, other than your desire and the consciousness to grasp each moment for God as it is unfolding. Now, it is important to note that you need God's grace to create holy moments. He will never deny you the grace you need. It is never God's grace that is lacking, but rather, our willingness to cooperate with His grace. Here are some examples of holy moments. Begin each day with a short prayer of gratitude, thanking God for giving you another day of life. This prayer can be short and simple, but turning to God in the first moment of the day is a great way to start and a fabulous way to set the stage for other holy moments throughout the day. Offer the least enjoyable tasks of your day to God as a prayer for someone who is suffering. This person's suffering could be physical, but suffering comes in an infinite number of disguises. You may know someone who is miserable at work. You may know someone who is struggling in his or her marriage. You may know someone who has an addiction. Offer your suffering for those people, just as Jesus offered His suffering on the cross for us. Control your temper. Patiently coach someone who doesn't know how to do something or did something wrong. Go out of your way to do something for your spouse that you would rather not do as an intentional act of love. Opportunities to create holy moments are everywhere. In fact, every moment is an opportunity for holiness. Learning to grasp these opportunities one moment at a time is central to the Christian life. Holiness is possible. This is the good news that Christians everywhere need to be convinced and reminded of. This is the good news that will raise us out of our neutralized, inactive state. This single beautiful truth transforms us into people of possibility. It opens up doors to live incredible lives, the incredible lives God created us to live. The truth that holiness is possible opens up our hearts, minds, and souls to new realities. Among these new realities is the joy that comes from gospel living. The lie that holiness is not possible keeps us from the joy that God wants us to experience. You don't need to work hard at creating holy moments for months or years before you start experiencing this joy. The joy is immediate. Each holy moment brings with it an injection of joy. Holiness is possible for you. Try it today. Remind yourself over and over again that it is possible. Say to yourself, I can do that. Point to ponder. Holiness is possible for you. Verse to live. God's will is for you to be holy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Question to consider. Before now, did you ever believe holiness was possible for you? Prayer. Lord, never let me forget that holiness is possible.